Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Artists Helping Artists. We are the number one art show on Blog Talk Radio. This is Leslie Seda and I am in sunny today, South Pasadena. And I have my co-host, Margaret Sheldon. I know we're not supposed to talk about the weather, but I just saw a picture on Instagram of your house. Oh my gosh, what happened?
Here's
Margaret.
The thing. You know how they say dogs will run to the front door like 5 minutes before their owners come home?
Right.
Like that they either smell them or hear something?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I woke up last night at 2:51 a.m. and I kind of thought, oh, I wonder why I woke up. And next thing I knew, I hear this rumbling.
Oh,
and
no.
I simultaneously heard this loud crash and felt the vibration. So I knew we had been hit. And a big tree, which I think is actually on our neighbor's side of the fence, not that it matters. This big tree came down, and it just caught the end of our house. But there was a huge branch on top of the house. It took off the gutters. It took off the downspout. Totally took out all the railings on our back porch. And John and I were like, we were just sort of walking around going, huh, there's a tree on the other side of our door.
Oh, man.
And you know what?
I am so sorry. I can't believe.
The dogs slept through it. Well, I can't believe it.
You guys may not remember a year and a half ago. How long was it when you guys had so much damage from the storm that you guys like had to remodel forever?
Oh.
Like a year.
Oh, well, don't forget, we're architects, which means we never stop. But,
yes,
that was a couple of years ago, and that was the incredible ice dams.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just, when it doesn't hit my house, I call it Mother Nature's way of pruning. When it hits my house, I call it a lot of things I wouldn't say aloud. But, this is just one of those things. It's what you have house insurance for. And
True.
We're pretty good about pruning our trees. But this one, the snow was just so wet and heavy.
Needs to go to your Instagram at MGT Sheldon and not only look at the picture, but like her when you're there. And
oh,
follow
please
her.
Do. It would make
and
me so happy.
Yes.
And follow
and
me.
Please follow
me. I promise. I'll probably, we're going to talk about how an Instagram feed should look. And me posting that picture on there flies in the face of it. So I'll probably take it down tomorrow or archive it. But I wanted to put it up there because everyone always asks me, how was the snow? Well, there it is. This time, I keep thinking it's International Women's Day, Mother Nature took a big step forward to remind us that she's here and it's March, so don't get any ideas about spring just yet.
I'm so sorry.
Anyway, that's my story. Sorry for the chit-chat.
Well, I got a direct message, I believe, on Instagram. I went back and tried to find who the person was that gave me this idea for this show. And if you're listening right now, please email me or text me during the show so I can acknowledge you. Otherwise, you can do it after the fact, and I will do it next week. But if it's a direct message, I get like 30 of those a day, so it gets so buried that there's no chance I'll ever find it. But someone had written a comment that said, you're always talking about Instagram, and you're always doing these really cool things for my 100-year-old home. But how can you take those exact things you're doing and kind of translate them for artists? And it's too big of a jump. So today, I want to talk about, I kind of identified under 20 things that I think are super important. And I want to talk about specifically for artists why and how you can do this. Does that make sense?
Yes. I've been trying to do this. And so the biggest... I'm going to be asking you a lot of questions because there's so much. Good.
Yeah.
That's the way we're going to roll.
Okay, so we're going to get started. The first thing is to make your feed beautiful, which you just kind of mentioned. Here's the thing. There's a lot of competition out there on Instagram. And so you do need to think before you post a photo. And I will tell you one very important tool that's there that I'm going to talk about in a little bit, and it's the Instagram stories. If there's something that doesn't really kind of fit on your feed and maybe doesn't look that good on your feed, put it on stories because there there are statistics out there that say you should post on stories 5 times a day. Okay, I don't. I hope it counts if you do multiple stories in a row, that counts as 5. But
you really need
to be guarded and treat your Instagram account as if it's a piece of art, because it really is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the biggest problem artists have is if you get into using filters, it's going to change the color of your paintings. So you have to be very careful with that, which means there's a little more pressure to take a picture with really great light. You can still go to a filter, and you can still lighten it a little bit, and you can increase the clearness or sharpness of the photo. But you really need to think about how your feed looks. And when Margaret and I were at the boot camp I did in Cape Cod, we talked a lot about that. And I pulled up on the screen some really incredibly creative Instagram feeds where people took one picture and used an app, which I don't remember what it is, but you can just Google it. And it split up one photo into like 9 different pictures. So you could post them, and instead of having one little photo, it would take 9 blocks, and your photo would actually be in all 9. And you've probably seen that. You probably have.
So you really need to
treat your Instagram feed as a piece of art. And if you look at it now and you're like, oh, geez, you can go back and archive ones that maybe you don't need to have on there anymore. There's nothing wrong with doing that. I go back and archive photos all the time. All the time.
Do you know why I do it? Sometimes I'll archive one or two just because I realize there's sort of a sore thumb. You know, if I look at my feed, there's one that doesn't fit. And, you know, you can, not only will it remove it, but sometimes by removing one, it reorders them in a more pleasing way.
Right.
So...
It's like that Sesame Street song, one of these things is not like the other, one of these things doesn't belong. It's like that.
Yeah.
And so there, you know, there's a few on my feed that I probably need to go and take out. But it's really important to be very guarded. And if you're not sure, put it on Insta Stories, because that right now I think is even hotter than your feed, which we're going to talk about.
It's interesting, isn't it? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Very important.
Well,
okay.
So I will probably archive that photograph of my house, because I knew that when I did it, but I should have put it on stories.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. But you know what? Leave it up for a couple of days. It's kind of a cool photo. I think it's a nice photo. But you need to think about, you just have to be smart, and you kind of have to really spend some time, whether it's on your phone or on your computer, looking at your feed and thinking, okay, what, is there a constant color? Is it, and you just have to be smart about it. Because what happens is when people come to your feed, if they get this wah reaction, they're not going to stay. And I'm so sorry, but that's just life. And it's mm-hmm. like it's a piece of art, so you really have to work with it. And you can go to a lot of artists and see how they have got super bright paintings and they look fabulous. So
yeah, it's true.
Like Aaron Gregory or Britt Bass or any of those, they're amazing.
I can't remember who it was, but I found an artist who works in, for whatever reason, black, white, and red. And her mm-hmm. whole feed was filled with images that were black, white, and red, which was really strong, right? There's no light filter going on there. And it looks beautiful. So mm-hmm. to your point, consistency is probably important. Decide what you want it to look like and be consistent.
Yeah.
And as I scroll through mine, I am anything but consistent. So
if you go to Erin.Gregory.art, who you know is one of my favorite artists, and I always use her website as an example. But she paints really bright pictures.
Ooh, pretty.
And they're beautiful. Now, I think personally she could go through and maybe do a little bit of editing on her page.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I don't want you to think it all has to be neutral, because that is not what I'm saying. It just needs to be consistent. And the top half of her, I've never met this woman. I can't believe I'm criticizing her Instagram page. It's pretty lame. She does have like the most incredible paintings ever. But if you scroll down, there's some areas where maybe over time you might want to do a little editing. So just saying.
Yeah. I'm looking at, I hear you. Good.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now, what you can do is just go onto a bunch of artists' feeds and see if there's one that you're like, oh, that looks so good, and learn from what they're doing, because it's really important. And it's probably, you know, maybe they've got a little bit of white background showing, or maybe they have no background showing, or who knows. But it's really important to be consistent. So, okay, number two to engage with your followers. Someone told me early on that I needed to make sure I engage with my followers. Well, I don't know why I would do an Instagram account if I didn't. So to me, it seems very obvious, because if I'm just going to post pictures of my house and walk away, that seems really kind of, useless.
Pointless,
so,
yeah.
When I talk about engaging with your followers, you should ask a question on just about every post that you post. And I can't tell you the difference in the interaction between me and the people going to my page when I ask a question. And don't ask a question just to ask a question. Ask a question
if
you really want to know the answer. So,
you know,
I
always tell when people are fishing.
Yeah.
And you're right. It needs to be a genuine question.
What do you do today? It needs I know. I did a post on my vegetable gardens and how I want to do one of these and flowers. And I said, what kind of cut flowers? Well, every single person said zinnias. Did I ever think to plant zinnias? No. I couldn't believe it.
Really?
It's like the most popular cutting flower. I was shocked.
Yes.
So it's just really important to engage. So that's one way you can do, by asking a question, asking for feedback.
Mm-hmm.
But the most important thing about every time you get ready to write something about a photo you're posting is you want to have a conversation. Don't just say, here's my painting from today. I mean, I get probably a little too wordy on some of my Instagram posts.
You're not alone.
You know
there
what?
Are others.
Shocking. That's just me. That's how I am.
Well,
I mean, I posted the other day a picture of my flower arranging room, which a lot of people think is really cool. And I talked about the fact that it was a mess, and it truly was if you look at the picture. But I had 5,000, almost 6,000 comments or likes on that, and 228 comments. Now, half of those are probably mine responding to everybody. But another lesson when you have a conversation with people is don't always just post everything that's super pretty and lovely. And you can post a pretty picture, but you can talk about real life. And just be genuine. Be yourself. Talk more about what you're thinking about when you're painting a painting. Talk more about what was really hard. Talk more about why you love this painting so much. Talk about what inspired you. And make it genuine. Really talk from your heart. Because if you do that, people will come back. And they'll feel a connection with you as the artist, and hence likely with a painting. So
I think that's true. For me, when I read a short story and I feel like I either kind of, I read because I'm curious about the person, you know, if there's a little short blurb, or the photograph sparks me usually to read the story. But if it's someone whose kind of voice I like, and by voice, of course, I mean the tone of their writing, those are the ones I do like think, oh, what's she up to? And I will intentionally go and find it, even if it isn't at the top of my list. So I think you made a really good point there.
Yeah. The other thing you need to do, and I've always felt this, if someone's going to take the time to leave a comment on my page, I feel like I should try to comment back. And I say try because people will go and comment on something 2 weeks old and I won't see the comment and I won't know it's there. And, you know, I have to be more realistic. And here's the thing. A comment is not, thank you so much. That's really nice of you. Thank you. I mean, you can do that. But I would highly recommend that you have a conversation with the person. I mean, I did this, and this sounds really stupid, but I was reorganizing my entire linen cabinet, which is really pathetic because I had a gazillion things that I didn't know I had, and they were totally unorganized, and I laughed about the fact that I have 8 different kinds of sage green cloth napkins. I mean, isn't that, like, scary? And I said that I think they're multiplying behind my back because there's no way I possibly could have bought 8 different kinds of sage green napkins, which I did. So people were making funny. You have to separate the boy napkins from the girl napkins. I mean, it was a very funny conversation, but it was hysterical. And
isn't that great?
And when someone would say something, I would comment back and ask them a question and have a conversation within that comment. Because to me, that's what this whole thing is about, getting to know people. And
right.
It would be so boring if I said, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And it takes a lot of time, but hopefully you don't have 200 comments right now. And so you can kind of build that up. But, you know, I highly encourage you to engage with your friends on Instagram. Because if you don't, they won't engage with you. And you won't be successful.
Oops, I just opened.
What?
I clicked on your story. I just clicked on your story. Oops.
Oh.
That was, jumped out at me. Yeah.
Okay.
Does
that make sense?
We will do it. Yes.
Cool. Cool.
Yes.
Okay, the next thing is find 5 artists on Instagram that you want to be like and watch what they do and learn from them. You need some mentors out there so you don't have to even know that they're your mentor. But find 5 that you're like, oh, I love their feed. I love what they do. They have a lot of followers. I love how they engage. And you need to follow them and really watch them and learn from them. This is not brand new information. There are people out there that are just doing so well, and you want to learn from them. That's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
I found the 5 top farmhouse home decor Instagrammers and watched them like a hawk, and I learned so much. And when I say learn from them, you want to, which is my next comment, use the right hashtags. Well, everyone says, how do you find the hashtags? Those people are already using ones that you probably want to use.
Oh,
really,
that's a great idea.
Yes.
You can kind of stalk their hashtags.
Oh, completely. Absolutely.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
And you can stalk their followers and find out maybe there's some more people. And what happens when you do that, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But, okay, when I talk about using the right hashtag, so does everyone understand that there's 2 different things you can do? There's tagging and there's hashtags. Tagging is when you use the ampersand, the at signal. And
right.
when you do that in a post, if you tag it and someone sees it, they can click on it and it'll take them to that person's Instagram page. Okay?
Right.
So that's what the at sign does. A hashtag is like a category. And if you put the hashtag and someone clicks on it, let's say it's hashtag palette knife paintings. If you click on that, then anyone that uses that hashtag, it's like a catalog of all the posts that have had that hashtag.
Right.
So
the whole page fills.
Exactly. So you can, if you, let's say you paint watercolor, and let's say you paint watercolor animals, well, check the hashtag watercolor dogs or animals and see what's on there. And you might find those 5 people because they've been using a hashtag that kind of explains what they do. Now, there's another thing that happens in the home decor community that I used to do when I first started out, and it was huge for me. And there are people, they're kind of called hashies. And what it is someone gets together with a group of like 4 or 5 people, and they come up with a hashtag, and they say, okay, it's Monday, and Monday is White Kitchen Monday, whatever, okay? And we have a hashtag called hashtag White Kitchen Monday. And what you need to do is, you know, this week, post your white kitchen, use our hashtag, and next Monday, all 5 of us will share the one that we like the most. But if you want to be part of this, you have to follow all 5 of us.
Oh.
Does that make sense? So the whole goal of doing this is to get more followers and to help out someone out there whose photo that you like. So it's a complete win-win. And I used to do these all the time. Now, I only organized one. I mm-hmm. used to just participate in them. And if it was White Kitchen Monday, I'd post a picture of my kitchen, which is white, and use that hashtag. And quite often, The next Monday, sure enough, there'd be my picture on all five of these accounts, and everyone shared it, and I'd get a whole bunch of new likes. So as an artist, you could do once a week, you could pick a different subject matter and do hashtag rooster paintings. And anyone that has a rooster painting during the week on their account needs to post a picture of it, and then they need to use that hashtag. And then as a group, you guys can pick it. And there were times when I found one that we liked, but we couldn't post it because the person didn't go through and like all the posts.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So the rules,
so does that make sense?
The rules do matter, yes. And the other thing, you know, because we talk about increasing your number of likes or followers, rather.
Followers,
And the point of that, for an artist, the point of that, because I know people always go, well, what's the point of simply getting more? It's that many more people who are seeing your art. You always have to remember that we're trying to, and in Leslie's words, if you're not selling, it's because the right people aren't seeing your art. This
Correct.
Is the way you just increase with relatively little energy. You increase all those people who are becoming familiar with what you do.
So Margaret, you could start a hashtag with the, what's the kind of art you're doing on your iPad? What's that called?
Ooh, iPad Pro Art, or there is a hashtag iPad Pro Art, but I could
whatever. Now you want to have one that kind of works for you. You don't want one that's totally saturated and a million people are using. So you come up with one that's kind of unique. I would grab, you know, four other artists that do what you do, and the five of you would be the host of this hashtag. And one day a week, you would pick the favorite one of everyone that has been, you know, out there using your hashtag. And just make sure when you describe and say, hey, it's Monday, here's our hashtag. If you want to participate, follow the five of us and post your picture and use this hashtag. And you may get picked by all of us and be on all of our feeds, which is huge.
That is a great idea because I do have a hashtag. All right, if there are four people out there that want to do this, let's try it and prove Leslie right. But I use the hashtag draw it, post it on every time I put up one of those digital drawings. I always do hashtag draw it, post it. Like I just get it up there.
Yeah.
So that would be fun.
Okay. It would be, it's really fun. And then you find, it helps you find your community and it just takes a little while to, but obviously the, if the people have more followers, it helps. So invite people to do it with you who have a good following.
It's a great idea.
Okay.
I will.
One more thing about hashtags. Did you know how you follow accounts? Do you know you can follow hashtags too?
I did know that because I've been looking for one I like. Yeah.
So follow hashtags that you think are really important for what you're doing. If there's a hashtag for palette knife workshop, I should follow that hashtag to see what's going on with people that teach workshops that use palette knife. Makes sense?
That's a great idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So do that because that'll just keeps you in the know. And it shows you accounts that have used that hashtag, and they'll pop up on your feed, and you may end up following them. You may end up reaching out to them. It's a way – what I'm trying to do is give you ideas to take this big, massive Instagram and identify kind of your world that you want to be in. And until you do that, it's never going to work. And it's what is so weird to me, when I think of Instagram now, it's this little world of this home decor thing. And even though I have a lot of followers, I mean, it's incredible to me that they actually want to follow me. But it's this world that I've kind of identified, and I don't even realize there's like a billion people out there. If that makes any sense.
Isn't that amazing? Well, you know, nobody's getting magazine subscriptions, so they go other places for inspiration and ideas and reading, really.
Yeah.
I think it makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, the next one is aim high, and you need to aim for 10,000 followers. And you need to be, you need to really try to get there, and the reason is this. On Instagram stories, when you do a story, if you have 10,000 followers and a business account, and a business account's free, everyone should have it, you just upgrade your existing account. The only thing you have to do is you have to have a Facebook fan page, which most of us probably have anyway. And I think the reason is with that fan page, you have a credit card with it. And I think Instagram thinks, well, if you have a credit card in the background, maybe someday you'll buy an ad. But I've never bought an ad. So I'm not going. So it's no big deal. But anyway, you need 10,000 followers because when you do an Instagram story, you can do the swipe up feature, and the swipe up feature can take them to the page where that painting is for sale. That is so huge.
That is huge.
You need to get to 10,000 followers to do that.
Okay.
And I know it sounds wow, but
it sounds impossible.
Hard. No, it's
really
not. Think about all these things I'm telling you to do. Okay. So
you're right. You know what? I'm going to try it, and we'll see. In a month, we'll see.
Yeah.
I will be your test case. All right. All right.
Gosh. All right. So the next thing is, do a giveaway, and believe it or not, you need to do it often. Giveaways
that sounds like so much work.
Oh, please.
Isn't it so much work? Tell us what the steps are. Do it. Go right now.
Okay. To do a giveaway, the way a giveaway works, the exact same way that the hashy thing works, you say, hey, you can win this free set of rosemary brushes. Now, when you do that giveaway, you can call Simi and ask her to donate the rosemary brushes if you want. But you can also get a group of five people who put together $10 and, you know. So the way most of the giveaways work is someone will say, hey, I'm doing a giveaway. They'll message a bunch of their friends or accounts that they think have a really good following and will help promote this. And there may be a $10 charge to pay for the prize. When I first started, I had a bunch of Ray Dunn pottery that I kept finding, and I just did my own giveaways. I would get like 1,000 new followers on a giveaway that I was doing myself. And all I said was, hey, if you want to be eligible for this, like this post and make sure you're following me. It was crazy because the canister costs like $14. It costs more to ship it than
you have
that. But I gave away something every day of the week on my 1 year anniversary on Instagram, and I actually was able to partner with some people who donated, which was great because I gave away a Silhouette machine, the really cool cutting machine, and that's like over $200. But
how
you can do?
All right, go ahead.
So you and the way that giveaway was situated, they had to follow me and Silhouette. They had to, like, I can't remember, leave a comment or something. It was so simple. But what is best for you is if you do a giveaway with more people, because then everyone is sharing it. And so then more people see it and more people like you or follow you. So it's all about getting more followers. And don't flood your account with, you know, giveaways every day. But, you know, they're a good thing to do when you're building your account. And here's the thing. Don't pick like something that has nothing to do with art. Pick something that will appeal to the audience you're trying to get. Okay?
That's a good idea.
So if it's artists and you're teaching, great, do art supplies. If it's collectors, give away a small painting. I mean, there's something you can do. We all have those. Go ahead.
I want to know how do you fairly choose a winner?
You use random.org.
Random.org. I knew you had something.
So 211 people enter. You go to random.org in the top right corner and you type in 211 and it'll tell you number 86 is the winner. So I go through and I count and number 86, boom.
Okay.
That's the winner. So.
Okay.
Giveaways are really good. Just make sure it's something worthwhile that people will want and try to do it with a group of people.
I know. I think, I think you can build a lot on those. That makes sense to me.
Yeah. Now, I did giveaways for probably 6 or 7 months and really helped grow my account, but I'm not doing them anymore because I think they get in the home decor industry, there's so many of them, you guys, it's unbelievable. And I just thought it was too much. And I now have people, because in a lot of the giveaways, you have to pay $20 to be part of because they're giving away a $500 gift certificate to Home Goods or Pottery Barn. But I now get people who say, "Will you be a sponsor?" Which means you'll host the giveaway, but there's no charge.
Because they,
yeah, which is great, but I'm not doing giveaways anymore. But what I'm doing right now, and I don't know if these are happening in the art community, but that's share groups. And this is where you find a group of artists or whomever, and it's like 5 people, 6 people. And, oh, by the way you communicate all these things is through direct messaging, because you can set up a direct message group, and you could name it, you know, Tuesday giveaway. And so everyone communicates in that private conversation.
Oh, that's great.
Okay. So when you have a share group, I am in 4 share groups right now. I have one called, it's a Saturday share group, so it's a private conversation amongst, there's like 6 or 8 of us that someone, I've never set one of these up, people have asked me to, and I probably will someday set one up, but here's how a share group works. In the direct message, actually you can do it a lot of different ways, but this Saturday one, everyone pops up a photo that they want everyone to share, and on Saturday sometime in stories, we all say, "Hey, these are some really great accounts. Go check them out, and you'll see."
Oh.
And the whole reason is to have all of these 8 people share these great accounts that they love, and you'll get share. You'll get lots of likes. Last Saturday, I probably got 400, 500 likes from that one share group. Now, there were people in the share group
amazing?
That have 100,000 plus followers.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Really,
but you can do it with, and so it's the thing you have to be careful about is people are going to be like, "Well, I don't want to share other artists' art because, you know, my followers, I don't want them to follow her." Well, maybe you get like a watercolorist and a someone who does ceramics and someone who does oils and someone who does acrylics, you know, put a good group together. Or if you just have a good group of friends, you absolutely should do a share group. Now, sometimes share groups also just support each other, and they'll comment on a post that you have. They're kind of like a support group. It's great. I was in one of those when I first started, too.
Wow.
There's a lot to this. Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
There's a lot
know.
Of people who figured out a lot of great ways to succeed on this. Okay. The next thing is Insta Stories. I talked about that before. If you don't know what stories are videos. That just Google how to create an Insta story if you don't know how to do it. But it's probably the hottest thing on Instagram right now. And basically, you can do live. I've never done live. I've only done recorded. And you take your phone and you go into Instagram and you click on the little stories camera and you hold down the button and it allows you to post for 16 seconds at a time. So I'll do 16 seconds. And then I can add links to swipe up. I can add text in there. I can add the ampersand, you know, accounts that I'm talking about so people can go straight there. When I'm done with that, I publish it. Then I do the next one. And so it's like one straight video, but it may be 7 different 16-second stories.
Yeah, I've seen that, like where the conversation continues to the next, like,
yes.
image or page. Okay.
And if you want, you can save them and publish them later. But if you do that, don't do links or anything until you're getting ready to publish, because if you save the links and then publish it, none of them will work.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Once you save it, it's a, like a JPEG, and so you can't touch anything. But Insta stories are the perfect way to do kind of like what's really going on. Kind of a, like the
yeah,
behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And it's a great way to expand your audience, you guys. It's really, really
I do like it.
Really, really important.
I enjoyed looking at it, to tell you the truth.
I do too.
There are certain, they're just more fun. So, we all have to get brave and do an Insta story, even if we don't get in front of the camera, because you're saying there's no need for that. All right.
Yeah. So I kind of mentioned about finding key accounts and finding your community, but what you want to do is identify who your community is. So who is it? It's really important not to do this solely with the purpose of wanting to only sell your art. Because I think it kind of comes off that way. And I think it's more important to decide that I want my community to be, you know, people who love art. And hopefully they'll
right.
love mine someday. Because that's genuine. And if it's only to sell art, I don't know, it can come off in a non-genuine. And I don't think that sounds like it'd be very fun, if that makes any sense. I mean, I have been on Instagram a year, and I have yet to post or tell anyone really that I'm an artist.
Oh, but that day is coming. We know it is.
You've got to. I mean,
but you know what? It's also okay to have like a different, I mean, this is my opinion. Maybe you can have a different sort of art because that's what I'm doing. I mean, I've been putting up things like, you know, these iPad paintings are very different. And I sort of thought, I think Instagram's the perfect place for me to put those for a while anyway. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I think you can have a different face to certain online accounts or presences. I don't know. I think we're all figuring it out, but
it's
okay to have something that's a little different.
Yeah, we are definitely figuring it out, and that's okay. I'm still figuring it out. I mean, I laugh at things I'm just now realizing. I'm like, oh, geez, Leslie, really? How did I not realize that? And then you try things and they don't work, and you're like, oh, well, that could have been an idea. But just make sure you're enjoying it.
Well, I think that's true. And you know, you can count on the fact that it's going to change. It all changes so much. It's like hold on tight. So, yeah.
Also,
okay.
Don't be shy to reach out to people that you think are totally, totally just nailing it and ask for their help. Because I did that, and some of these people turned around and followed me, which was so awesome, and have kind of become my friends on Instagram.
Your Insta friends. It's like an Instagram, Instapot, Instafriends.
I know.
Did you, when you say you asked for help, did you ask them for advice or did you ask them to follow you?
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't ask them to follow me or post or anything. I would ask for advice. A lot of people recently that I've reached out to and said, oh, I see that that this company made you one of their ambassadors or whatever. Do you mind me asking, how did that happen? What did you do? And a couple of those people I've gotten to know really well, and we've shared each other accounts, and it's been really wonderful. So it just kind of works that way. Especially, you know how nice artists are. I mean, they're wonderful. But,
yeah, it's true.
Yeah. And, you know, we haven't even talked about galleries. I mean, that's a whole group of people that if you incorporate it so far in everything I've said, I mean, I think it's kind of cool. Okay,
yep.
Another thing you need to do is become an expert. Share your knowledge because people want that. They want to know how to hang paintings. They want to know how you select a painting. They want to know how you paint a painting. They want to know how you decide what to paint on a painting. If you teach, you absolutely want to share your knowledge. You're going to laugh. I want to make slip covers. Because I bought this really cool love seat. And I found a gal who has the best videos on how to make a slipcover if you kind of know nothing. And I'll tell you, her feed is called Farmhouse on Boone, Boone. She's amazing. And she has so many great videos. I could just watch them forever. Because she's so
great.
She's like, you know, this is how I do it, and it's not like the perfect way, but her slipcovers look amazing. And I truly now know I can make a slipcover, no problem.
Now you've got me wanting to make a slipcover. This is a dangerous conversation.
And she makes them from drop cloths, and she shows you how to dye them and make them go from that kind of off-white to a prettier white. I mean, it sounds crazy, but look at me talking about her on my show. And and I'm so excited. So it's just kind of cool that there's people out there and you want to be that person. You want to be the person who, you know, I mean, I had someone yesterday, this is the sweetest comment, said, my sister just texted me from across the country telling me that you liked one of my photos on Instagram. I was like,
oh, great.
So I went back and I liked like 20 of them and I said, go text her now and tell her I've liked a whole bunch of your photos.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh my gosh. I was so touched. I was like,
yeah.
Oh, that's unbelievable. So
that
anyway.
Is, that's a great thing. And you know what's good for you for liking sort of the unknown, because, you know, you've got to pay it forward, right? What goes
well,
around
I think,
comes around.
I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but you know how you can save posts that you're inspired by? You can save them. Well, I have
yes.
some categories in there. One of them is called sponsors, and anytime I see a sponsored post that someone put up, I'll save it just so I know what companies are paying for ads.
Mm-hmm.
I also have one called new accounts, and anytime I see like a really cool account, I'll follow them, but I'm going to save it because I'm going to want to share them someday.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
That's
and I have
very
a bunch
good.
In there now. And let's say you don't want to fill up your account with other people's feeds. You can do it on stories.
Yep. Oh, so. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
All right. I was thinking
and
you
I've
said
been
become
in,
an
I
expert.
Should, I forgot to mention this. I've been
what?
In share groups where when we shared everyone's feed, we shared them in stories, not on our page.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and... after like 2 days, you archive every time you share someone else. Sport! I'm so sorry, the trash man's here and he's going crazy.
Sport has a job to do, you know?
He does. So, yeah, you don't leave them on your account forever. Usually after 48 hours when you share someone, you archive it.
Oh, that's great.
So,
okay.
Yeah, they're
I
only
will
there for a couple
start
days.
Doing that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. all right. The editorial calendars of magazines are available online. Almost all of them are. And what an editorial calendar is it is a yearly schedule of what they're going to be talking about each month. Some of them, like Better Homes and Gardens, goes into like specific articles. Some of them, like Magnolia, just says, you know, March is gardening month.
Right.
So whatever audience you're looking for, think about what magazines they read and look up those editorial calendars. And what you should probably do is kind of have a theme for the month based on what all the magazines are going to be talking about. You could make it so you're a month ahead, so you're looking like a trendsetter. You could see that one of the art magazines is going to be talking about this, and you could do comment all about it the month before. It's just a way to kind of know what these big, huge conglomerates are doing, and they're spending all this money on these topics. And if you can piggyback on that, personally, I think it's brilliant.
And all you have to do is Google, like, the name of the magazine and editorial
calendar. And editorial calendar. Now, there's going to be some that don't, but major magazines do. Martha Stewart Living, I have them all printed out in my office. Just so I can make sure I know what they're talking about. I'd love to be able to talk about what Joanna Gaines is going to talk about before she does.
No kidding. So, well, soon we know she'll be talking about a new baby. So there you go.
That's true. I won't be talking about that.
Yeah. Well, you can
okay.
be talking about hers. Look at that editorial calendar. Son of a gun. Okay.
You thought I was kidding.
Well, I'm just pleased to see that
it's
easy to do.
I mean, if you look at how much money they spend on these
yeah.
magazines, why not piggyback and be talking about what they're talking about, especially if it's before?
Yeah.
Now, remember, a March magazine comes out like February 2nd or something. So don't wait till March 1st.
Right,
because
right,
it'll
right.
be. But even then, it's not bad because now the audience has been all educated. So if you talk about it, then it's like, oh, yeah, I know about that. So you can't lose.
Okay. I mean,
and
I'm in.
Giving away all
it.
Of my Instagram secrets today. So I hope there's a lot of people listening to the show.
You know, even if you only do one or two things,
it's
such a great way to start. Yeah.
Mhm.
Okay.
Yes.
You've got a couple coming up. I've got great questions for you. Get ready.
Okay. All right. Now, if you have a blog or if you don't have a blog, I've
How about if you have
before.
A dead blog?
There's a lot of dead blogs out there. I've got one.
Yeah.
I have a
okay,
very
good.
Active blog, but I have a very dead blog. Okay, here's the thing. Instagram, we're not in charge. Instagram decides one day to change how they determine what you get to see, and a lot of people are not happy. If you have a blog, and you pretty much get to do whatever you want, and you own that copy. Now, if you're on Blogger,
right,
you are a little bit hostage to what Blogger does, but there's so many other services out there now that I highly encourage you to get on one, like Squarespace or Weebly or Wix or WordPress if you want the space shuttle, but you can do those and you're totally in control of your own
mm-hmm.
destiny, which is nice. So you want what you want to do. It's time to revamp your blog and use your Instagram as the backup for what you're saying. So, for example, tomorrow I am doing my and I know this because I have an editorial calendar, and I have it scheduled out what my Instagram and blog posts. I schedule out what my blog posts are, and that dictates kind of my morning post for that day. But tomorrow my blog
yeah.
post is about how my house has been in the movies a ton. I'll tell you a really funny thing. Yesterday I was Googling, and all these commercials are online, which I didn't know. And I was spending way too much time watching 15-year-old commercials in my house. But anyway, my post tomorrow in the morning will talk about the commercials. But if you want to see the videos and see all the stuff, then what you need to do is go to my blog post. So if you're an artist and you're talking about a particular painting, you can direct them to your blog post, which has all of the information about it. You can also just send them to stories and have the information on stories if you don't have a blog. But you need to have kind of that backup where there's more stuff and more information.
Right. Well, I just like the idea of the rules are changing and at least your blog will always be there. I love that.
Yeah.
I like the comfort of knowing that, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then what else are you suggesting about a blog here?
Okay. What you need to do, the whole point of your blog is to get people to follow you. And you know what really bothers me about myself? There are some blogs I love and I don't even follow them. If that's the case, how am I going to get people to follow mine? I mean, really? It's kind
okay.
of scary.
Yeah.
I don't even think I'm following Farmhouse on Boone, and I've been on her blog like nonstop for the past 3 weeks, and I don't even think I ever filled out the little box, which that behavior terrifies me because I'm like, wow, if I don't do that, then I see why other people don't do it. But here's the thing. She should have given me a reason. If she would have given me a reason, then I probably would have followed it. Because right now I'm like, I have to go out and follow her. It's ridiculous because I love what she does. So there's a lot of things you can do to give them a reason to follow your blog. I just remembered when I gave away that Silhouette, the $200 cutting machine that's so cool, that was the
yes.
only one that had a requirement to go follow my blog if you wanted to be a winner. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I always fill them out, you know, give them my information when they offer me 20% off my first order or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Those
yeah.
are always good lures for me. So
yeah.
I get it. Like, if there's a reason, people do, are incentivized.
Now,
so that's
good. It's kind of nice to have to be able to give something away that doesn't, like, cost you. And there's
true.
An app called Designer, and it's spelled Designer, but there's two R's on the end of it. I think it costs, it's $29 or $39. It's a one-time fee, and this is why it's so cool. This app enables you to pull up a blog post, and it takes that blog post, and it gets rid of all the ads and all the extra stuff you have on the page, and
mm-hmm.
it turns it to this gorgeous PDF. And you can actually take multiple blog posts, and you can offer that as a download. And you don't have to start over. So you can take, let's say you did a blog post on how to hang art. You can take, instead of like copying and pasting and doing everything, you can use this little app, and it'll make it look so pretty. And then it's a gorgeous looking download, and you can offer that this month.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I'd have to look at it. It depends on whether it's $29 or $39. We'll see. But
okay.
I love that there's somebody who can make it
easy. If 50 people sign up to follow your newsletter, is it worth $29 or $39? And that's
okay.
One time. I haven't done it yet. I'm sure they have a free trial too. So try it out.
Okay.
It's Designer. Okay, the next thing with Instagram. Okay, the one problem about Instagram, you probably know, in your little profile, you can only have one link, right?
Mm-hmm.
And most people, did you say yes? I didn't hear you. Yeah? You know
I said
I mean?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm feeling very guilty. This is one I feel guilty about because I know I should use Linktree.
I know
because
I've talked about
Instagram
it
and image kind, but I haven't done it, so I'm
so
feeling
the
guilty.
Problem.
Go ahead.
If
yes.
as an artist you just have the link to your website, it is going to be hard for someone who clicks on that to find specifically what you just talked about on your Instagram page, and you're probably going to lose them. But if you use this thing called Linktree, which is free, then it enables you to have, like, I don't know what the limit is, but I think I probably have eight little boxes, and you can click on any of those and go to a specific website that I've designated. So I try to remember when I do a post, and I'm talking about, like, the one for tomorrow, when I'm saying, go to my blog and you can see all these videos and you can see all the times my house has been in movies. The very first one I think says sign up to my blog, and that's a direct page to sign up. The next one will say
okay.
something like my house and the movies. So then they can click on that and go straight to what they want to find.
How long did it take you to customize that?
A minute.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Because
so
you only do
easy to manage.
Oh my gosh, you only do two things. And I usually just take an old one and just change it, but you can also just go in and click so the old ones are still there, but they don't show. But all you do two things.
Mm-hmm.
You put the title and the link. That's it. It's so
okay.
easy. And you can do it on your phone or you can do it on your computer or iPad or tablet or whatever.
Good. I'm in.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. So that's a really good idea because as we know, if you don't have 10,000 followers and stories and you can't do the swipe up thing, if you talk about a great painting, you can say, go to my profile and follow the link to learn more about this painting. And if they go in
there
and you only have one, your generic website link, they'll never find it. But if you have the link
right.
tree, they click on that and a little thing pops up with all the different links. So
perfect.
Super important. Okay. Another thing, there's this thing called turn on post notifications. And this is a really smart thing because with this algorithm that goes on, you know how you just miss seeing people you want to see?
Yeah.
You can turn on post notifications on someone's account, which means you will see it. So if you go to my 100-year-old home, this is a good example, and you go
mm-hmm.
to the page, and at the top right corner, there's three little dots. If you click on that, there's
yes.
something you can click called turn on post notifications. All that means is you will get notified when I put up a new post.
Okay. I have a
so if there's someone that. You're following that you think is just nailing it and you don't want to miss
mm-hmm.
anything that they say, or it's a gallery that you're trying to get in and you just want to be super knowledgeable about what they do, turn on the post notifications.
All right. Here's my question.
Sure.
I get the post notifications, and those are great. And I also see that I get notified if someone has commented on one of my Instagram images.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrific. Why am I suddenly, if I comment on, let's say, something that you have posted, I'm getting notifications every time you respond to anyone on your Instagram?
You are?
It's just started happening, and it's making me crazy because, honestly, I don't care. And, yeah, I've got to figure out why. And I thought it was post notifications, and I was going to disable it. But you're saying maybe not so.
Okay, I'm on settings, and I'm seeing what the options are.
Mm-hmm. I'm probably the only person
okay, here
this
it
has
is.
Ever
here it is.
Happened
okay.
to. Oh. Okay.
When you go to settings and go to push notification settings. And when you click on that, you have an option to get notified from people you follow, from everyone. You can.
Oh,
likes
so on
and
my
comments
phone.
Of photos.
from people you follow. I have that turned off. and accepted follow
okay.
requests. Yeah, so you can go
and
in
is
and
this,
set that up.
Okay, you're going to have to walk me through that because I just went on my phone to settings, to Instagram, to notifications, and it didn't say that.
Do you have a business account?
I'm going to have
to
figure that out, aren't I?
You went to push notification settings?
Yes.
We'll do this offline.
Oh, there it is. Okay, never mind. Push notification settings. Got it.
Yeah.
Oh, that was easy. Okay.
Well, make sure you didn't
turn
off the wrong thing. Make sure you didn't turn off the wrong thing.
No, it's still on.
Okay.
I still have notifications turned on. Thank you, Leslie. I hope
you're
everyone
welcome.
Else out there understood that. This is one of those things where sometimes I kind of don't know enough to really manage it. But there you mm-hmm. go. Turn on post. Okay.
Got it. Okay. My next recommendation is don't only use Instagram. Now, I don't know about you. I can't stand the layout of Facebook anymore. It's horrible. I can't even see posts. It's terrible. So I'm not on Facebook very often, I'm sad to say. It's very unfortunate. But Pinterest, if I go to my dashboard and I want to see my stats, I can't believe how many people come to my blog from Pinterest. And I have to tell you, I was pretty clueless, which is kind of scary. So
mm-hmm.
it's really important to understand that there's more than just Instagram out there. And so do your blog first, but think about things like Pinterest or, I don't know. There's this new one called, was it Vero, V-E-R-O?
Yes. Yes.
That I joined, but I haven't, been back on it in over a week, so I'm there. The first million people that sign up get it for free. I just figured, sure, I'll be on it for free, but truly...
I know. Everyone's
I don't
talking
have any time to do it,
though.
So it's not happening.
Here's the funny thing. Everyone's talking about it, and they're all saying exactly that.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of looked at it. I figured, But I think it's one of those things, who knows? Nobody could have told me that Instagram would be this important to my life. So this may develop, too. But
yeah, but you know what the problem is?
Now.
It's real buggy, and it's a lot of times it shuts down because I think they've got too much volume on the program and it can't handle. But anyway, I wouldn't worry about it. And there's some rumors mm-hmm. about the owners aren't necessary. I don't know, whatever, but it doesn't matter. But I would look at Pinterest because, especially for your blog. So, just saying.
It is so easy to forget about Pinterest and then you go back on there and you remember why you loved it to begin with. That's my experience anyway. Yeah.
There are a couple of tools out there, and I've talked about this before. Tailwind is one, and I don't use it as much as I should. But you can go on Tailwind, and you can schedule your Pinterest and your Instagram posts. And so they automatically go out when you want them to go out. And that's when I post on Pinterest, is when I schedule in that way, which
mm-hmm.
is kind of cool. So anyway.
Okay.
My last point, because we are running out of time and I don't want people to lose people, is to have big goals. One of the best things I ever did was an Insta takeover with Country Home Magazine. Now, they invited me, which I was stunned, and I was able to log into their account from Friday afternoon till Sunday night, and I took over their account. So it was truly an incredible experience and so much fun, and so many people followed me. It was the most incredible experience. So there's nothing wrong with you going out and asking somebody else who has a big account that you would like to do this. It kind of needs to be someone that you're probably already interacting and following with. If you come out of the blue, it's
mm-hmm.
maybe not as likely. But that's a goal that you should certainly have. You should have a goal to reach out to some of the manufacturers and see if you can collaborate with them. And usually collaborations start with free product, which, by the way, is not a bad thing at all.
Not a bad thing. Yep.
Yeah. And so you need to have big, lofty goals. And you put together a share group, and some of these people have some pretty big accounts. And there's nothing wrong with having a goal. I mean, if you find someone who's just super genuinely nice, then maybe they'll participate and help. You know, I mean, I think everybody on Instagram wants to help new people or people with smaller accounts. If they like what you do, why not ask? The worst thing they could do is say no, and it was already a no before you asked. So I just encourage you to have those big goals because it's exciting. It really
is.
It's
where it's all going. I mean, it's changing so much. And if any, you know, when you started your account, like what, 13 months ago, maybe less, a year ago, I don't know how lofty your goals were, but to think that you have 70 some odd thousand followers, we started at the same time. I have 680. I'm not saying, I never sort of, you know, tried to do it the way you did, but 70,000 boggles the mind. So I think this is a world that we can't even imagine, sort of, that anything is too much. And look, we all have different goals, but this is the easiest, and honestly for me, it's the most pleasant tool to use. So
I agree. And the one thing I'll tell you, you don't need 70,000 followers. You don't need 50,000 followers. Because if you just find a community of people that like your art or students who will take your workshops, and you only have 5,000 followers, then that's perfect. That is so great. So don't think, oh, I only have 300. There's no way I'll ever get there. That's a crazy bad attitude to have because it is really the journey. It really is the journey. And it is so much fun, and you will learn so much and meet so many fabulous people. I mean, there are probably 50 people on Instagram who I would consider my closest friends, and I've never met them.
God.
Which is really kind of scary.
This is sort of like Match.com for artists.
I know.
This is how you meet your match. I love it.
It is. But truly,
it's part of my life. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, if you can get to that 10,000 point, which is really wonderful, that's because you can do the links on stories. Originally, Instagram said they were starting it out at that limit. I don't know why they don't let everyone do it. I have no clue. Maybe that'll change. Mm-hmm. Maybe it'll become 5,000 and you'll already be there. I mean, who knows? But I just want to make sure everybody knows that this can be a lot of fun and it can really, really help your business as an artist. So
I totally agree. All right. Yeah. Well, once again, you've given me so much to do. At least I won't have to be shoveling. That's something. I don't know.
Sorry.
We'll see how this ends. Anyway.
Yeah.
But
that's
this
all good.
Is good. I'm staying in and working on Instagram this afternoon.
Good
I think
for
my
you.
Studio has got a tree branch through it, so we'll see about that later. But all right. It's going to be a good week.
It is. I promise.
Thank you. Thank you, Leslie.
Take care,
Thank
Margaret.
You for sharing. Okay. Bye bye.
My pleasure. Are you kidding? Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.